This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said that the Finance Ministry is closely monitoring the prices of 54 products to ensure that the benefits of the revised GST are reaching the end consumers. She said the next-gen GST benefits have been fully passed across all 54 items. She was addressing the joint press conference on GST Budget Utsav in New Delhi yesterday, along with Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw and Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal.
Except for that Portland variety of cement of one or two brands, all cement companies have reduced, so are milk and milk-related items. So on these 54 particular items on which we have been getting inputs from the zonal areas, we are convinced that on every such item, the benefits are being passed on to the consumer.
The finance minister said implementation of these GST reforms is a reflection of cooperation between the central government and the GST council to pass on greater benefits to the people. She further added that the rate reduction, simplifying the process, bringing down number of slabs from 4 to 2 and resolving classification-related issues have all been completed well before time.
There is a reason for us to cut the rate also and give the benefit, pass on the benefit to the consumers. And all these items are mostly day-to-day items. Yes, you won't buy your car every year. But the fact remains for that person who goes and buys it, it may be a lifetime's purchase. He gets a better rate. So this thing about the pent-up and purchases not happening was, once people got to know sometime late August that a GST with a proposal of considerable reduction in taxes is happening, they thought, yes, it's going to be a good reduction because PM also said it will be a good Deepavali gift.
She asserted that the GST 2.0 reforms have given a major boost to the country's economy, leading to record sales across key sectors such as electronics, automobiles and consumer goods during the festival season. The Jharkhand Mukti Morcha JMM party has split itself from the Grand INDI Alliance for the upcoming Bihar Assembly elections. JMM Central General Secretary Supriya Bhattacharya said in a press conference that the party will field its candidates from 6 seats in Bihar. These seats will be Chakai, Damdaha, Katoria, Manihari, Jamui and Pirpainti. JMM had earlier fielded its candidates from these seats and claims that their party has a strong base in these areas. The Congress has released a second list of 5 candidates for the upcoming assembly elections of Bihar. The party has fielded Shaswat Kedar Pandey from Narkatiyaganj seat, while Muhammad Kamrul Huda will contest from Kishanganj. Besides, Muhammad Irfan Alam will contest from Kasba, Jitendra Yadav will fight from Purnia constituency, and Mohan Srivastava will be the party candidate from Gaya Town Assembly constituency. The names of the candidates were finalized by the Congress Central Election Committee. For the first time, Delhi witnessed a grand celebration of Deepotsav, similar to the one held in Ayodhya, Uttar Pradesh. Inaugurating the celebrations at Kartavya Path yesterday, Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta said, "This Deepotsav is not merely a festival of lamps, but the herald of a new awakening." She said that Delhi is writing a new story, one where the faith and modernity merge beautifully. According to the Chief Minister's office, nearly 1,51,000 diyas were lit during the celebration and thousands of drones recreated the divine saga of the Ramayana using modern technology. To cater the heavy passenger rush towards north and eastern part of country due to Diwali Chhat Puja festivals, the Central Railway is operating 1,702 special trains. These trains will start from the stations including Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaja Terminus, Lokmanya Tilak Terminus, Pune, Kolhapur and Nagpur. Central Railway said over 800 of these trains will serve routes to Uttar Pradesh, Bihar, West Bengal and the northeastern states. Trains will also connect various other locations within the country. The Afghanistan Cricket Board ACB has decided to withdraw from participating in the upcoming Tri-Nation T20 series involving Pakistan, scheduled to be played in the late November in Pakistan. The decision came after killing of 3 domestic cricketers of Afghanistan in a recent airstrike by Pakistan and Afghanistan Paktika province. And that is the end of this news bulletin.